The rock musical Rent opens its 20th anniversary tour with a lively and nicely produced production as the opening event at the IU Auditorium. The show comes from 1996, when Hillary Clinton was campaigning for Bill's second term. Donald Trump was being interviewed for a scathing piece in Playboy. It was the scariest days of the AIDS epidemic. HIV was for many a death sentence. Jonathan Larson's rock musical follows a year in the lives of young people trying to make a sort of bohemian life in New York City. It's ever so loosely based on Rossini's La Bohème. Mark is a nerdy wannabe videographer. Roger is a still charismatic, burned-out songwriter. And the easygoing Collins is sporadically successful as a freelance musician. They're the trio of young artists living hand-to-mouth in the city. In a nice touch, their former buddy, Benny, has married up and now owns the building where they're squatting. In the darkened building, neighbor Mimi asks Roger to light her candle in a variety of alluring moves. Their on-again, off-again romance is a central feature of Rent. Meanwhile, Collins is linked up with the tender, cross-dressing Angel. Mark tangoes with the Ivy League lesbian lawyer Joanne. Mark's ex and Joanne's current love, Maureen, leads a rally protesting Benny's plans for some urban renewal, street people removal, and snow falls on Christmas. The second act of Rent begins with the company singing Seasons of Love. Roger's HIV symptoms are controlled by AZT. Angel is in the final stages of the virus, still seeking help from a support group and caring for Collins. Mimi, bouncing between Roger and her old love for Benny, is deeper into addiction. It's a dark time, especially with the death of Angel, but there's still plenty of energy in the cast, and Mimi's resuscitation and Roger's final song lift the finale. In the cast of Rent, Danny Kornfeld was personable as Mark, our narrator. Skyler Volpe was voluptuous as the candle-toting Mimi. Mark, with Jasmine Eastler as Joanne the lawyer, were very funny in their tango number. Katie Lamarck, as the love object of both, was incredibly funny in Over the Moon, her very offbeat rally monologue. There were a few disappointments, songs that at least on the first night didn't quite work. Mimi's Out Tonight seemed repetitious and didn't quite connect. Maureen and Joanne's clever account of their differences and passion, Take Me or Leave Me, left me wanting a bit more shape. Monday night's audience was enthusiastic, even greeting simply the first appearance of characters with cheers and applause, and they got the jokes. Individual songs were applauded, and many joined Maureen for some lusty mooing in her monologue. A good portion stood for the cast's curtain call. Rent by Jonathan Larson plays September 12, 13, and 14 at the IU Auditorium. Samuel Begala led the onstage orchestra. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.
Celebrate, remember, right here in the light of Christ. Remember the